Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Deborah Becker. Our next conversation might sound like science fiction, but it's not. The U.S. government is currently working on creating a so-called space force. Earlier this year, President Trump said he wanted to create a new branch of the military dedicated entirely to fighting in space.
You know, I was saying it the other day because we're doing a tremendous amount of work in space. I said, maybe we need a new force. We'll call it the Space Force. And I was not really serious. And then I said, what a great idea. Maybe we'll have to do that. That could happen.
For more on this Space Force and what it might mean for Boston, we're joined by reporters Zininjar Enwemeka from WBUR's Bostonomics team. Her story about this was on WBUR's Morning Edition today. Hi there, Zininjar. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, Deb.
So, Space Force, what would this look like?
Yeah, so this would actually be an entirely separate branch of the military with its own mission. So Trump has already ordered the Pentagon in August, actually, to start establishing a space force. The plan includes a few points. So creating a U.S. Space Command by the end of this year, that would be led by a four-star general, and the role would be to prepare for conflict in space. Another part of this would be creating a space development agency that would create new technology for a space force. There would also be a space operations force, and that would be a group of space technology and warfare experts. They would eventually become the core part of an eventual Space Force military branch. And then the last part would be to submit to Congress a legislative proposal to create a space force as part of the Pentagon's 2020 budget request.
So are we talking about soldiers and weapons in space?
So, you know, this is where a lot of people's minds go when you hear Space Force. That's really the image that comes to mind. But that's not what we're talking about. What the administration has outlined is really a reorganization of the military, where they are looking to pull together into one new branch all of their space operations. I spoke to Laura Grego of the Union of Concerned Scientists about this. And, you know, she said the physics just don't work very well for weapons in space. And she said soldiers really wouldn't be useful there. But she and others, you know, are concerned that a space force would lead to more aggressive military action in space.
It does sound like it's opening the door or encouraging more weaponization. I mean, it's called Space Force, not Space Corps or Space Coast Guard.
So she thinks resources should go elsewhere, so really more focused on science and innovation and not more militarization of space. At this point, it's not clear how much it would cost, but a space force would certainly be in the billions of dollars.
So you mentioned conflict in space. Is there reason for the U.S. to be concerned about what's happening? Have there been threats?
Well, U.S. intelligence officials certainly think there is reason to be concerned. Intelligence officials earlier this year reported that Russia and China are pursuing non-destructive and destructive counter-space weapons for use during a potential future conflict. So that's the latest in a series of intelligence threat assessments that have expressed concern over China's activity in space. And that actually dates back to the Bush administration. One of the worries is really about anti-satellite weapons, which intelligence officials say Russia and China could have operational very soon in the next few years. You know, so the Trump administration sees Space Force as a part of a national security strategy. He called space a war-fighting domain, just like land, air, and sea.
And your story this morning mentioned GPS devices that most of us can probably relate to. Are there other ideas about how to secure the technologies that we rely on that are in space?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. When we talk about space assets like satellites, we're really talking about digital devices in a lot of ways. And some people I spoke to said that they would like to see cybersecurity be a big part of a space force. But others said we shouldn't even be focusing on creating a space force right now. We should really be creating a cyber force. I spoke to Gregory Falco. He's a cybersecurity researcher affiliated with Harvard, MIT, and Stanford. He's really looked at this stuff. And he says Russia and China likely aren't going to be shooting down our satellites, but they're much more likely to hack them, to steal data, or to alter the data in some way.
Now, they already have tricked our satellites. They've already done things that have caused irreparable damage to these systems. The threat's going to get worse, absolutely. But, you know, I don't think that we can even start thinking about what a space force could look like until we start thinking about how we digitally secure the assets that we already have up there that would enable such a space force.
Yeah, and you know, one thing I want to make clear is, you know, everyone I talked to really agreed that it is important to protect our military assets in space. The question and where some people differ is how to go about doing that.
And what does this mean for Boston?
Well, space is already big business for many companies around here. That will continue no matter how the military is structured, likely, and if there's a new Space Force branch. But of course, more military spending in space could be quite lucrative for a lot of the companies here. We're a major hub for technology and research. So if a Space Force happens, many of the institutions here will likely be a part of that. I spoke with Tufts professor Rockford Weiss about that.
There's a reason Raytheon is here. There's a reason why all of the major defense contractors have a presence in the Boston innovation economy. We have people here who have done this stuff and who would, I think, respond favorably and very capably to an enhanced focus by the military to increase both our offensive and defensive capabilities in the outer space operating realm.
And as I mentioned, that work is already underway to get a Space Force going. We'll have to wait and see, though, if Congress moves to make it a new branch of the military. That hasn't happened since the Air Force became a separate branch in 1947.
Now, ideas like this have been around before, been talked about before. Put this proposal in a bit of context for us.
Yeah. So, you know, the idea for a Space Force isn't new. It's been around for years. Space has been mentioned in national defense strategy documents. Space is definitely a component that the military has been looking at. Concerns around defending space assets have also been around for a while. In 2001, then Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld led a commission to explore space-based weapons, and they recommended that the Air Force take steps to create a space culture rather than treat it as secondary to its air mission. And I should note that right now the military's space operations currently fall under the Air Force, but of course this idea of a Space Force would bring that entirely into its own separate branch.
So is this something that might really happen?
Well, it's real, and it's really happening, at least in some ways. The Trump administration is taking steps, as I mentioned, to get Space Force going. Of course, it's up to Congress to approve a new branch of the military. The administration is hoping that happens by 2020, but really, it could take much longer for an official military branch called Space Force to be created.
All right. WBUR Bostonomics reporter Zanin Joran-Wameka. A link to her story is available at our website, radioboston.org. Zanin, thanks so much for coming in.
Sure thing, Deb.